Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
Pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom for everyone, not just this group, not just that group, but all groups. All right, we got a lot to talk about tonight, and of course, as long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, there's plenty to talk about. Today's headlines: Black Lives Matter is still a domestic terrorist organization, period. I'm not going to let up on them. They are a terrorist organization. Simple. We got gear boycott. Oh, wow. We're going to cover that. And there's a lot to cover because liberals think that they know how to boycott. They don't. They talk, but that's all they do. Well, this one's going to work. And, well, Goodyear, you blew it. You blew it. And Elizabeth Warren, how about this? What the hell is the matter with this woman? Given a speech last night at the DNC, which nobody's watching, and all the clips that I have seen, I mean, it looks like amateur hour. I mean, they're standing there, the people before they speak, and they're looking up, looking around here, and then they're nodding their head, okay, it's time for me to speak? I mean, it's terrible. It is a horrible, horrible production. It's amateur hour. It's terrible. Well, classroom. You got to be in a classroom now. Jill Biden was in a classroom. And now we got Elizabeth Warren in a classroom. Think of the children. Well, she has BLM in block letters in these little cubbies. You can clearly see it. BLM. Why do you need to have that message when you're talking about children? You're talking about children going back to school and you need to put BLM in the background. What the hell? Well, we're going to cover that. Also, the squad member, Presley, I know she said this a little while ago, but she wants unrest in the streets. Well, that was barely talked about. That needs to be talked about. That's instigating a riot. Now, last time I checked, that was against the law. But, you know, that's me, you know. Common sense and logic, which one day it's going to get me in trouble. But I don't really care. I'm not getting rid of it. Businesses are bailing in New York City. And can you blame them? Can you blame them? Well, New York City really stands a good chance. We're going to cover this. They stand a really, really good chance of switching to Trump. And that's what I want to see. Very early on. They're on the East Coast, so they're one of the first polls to close. One of the first states to close their polls. God, would that be great if New York went Trump. That would be for a very, very, very long night for the Democrats. They're going to have a long night. They're not going to win. The only way they're going to win is they're going to cheat. Well, this mail-in voting, it's getting, you know, later and later. The clock is ticking. How, if they're going to go to all of this mass mail-in voting, the not going to They're not going to be able to get them all out, and they're not going to be able to receive them and then distribute them. It's going to be chaos, and that's what they want. They want chaos. They do not want a clear victory November 3rd. They want it to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks so they can declare Trump an illegitimate president. That's the only thing they're doing is trying to create chaos. That's it. You know it. I know it. They know it. And Trump is not taking away your mailboxes. Please, people, stop. He is not taking away your mailboxes. Oh, I couldn't drop off my mail. Well, most people have a mailbox at their house or even their apartment building, and they can drop it off there. So shut up. Or you can just go to your local post office if you want to mail it. I mean, shut up. Taking away those mailboxes is not hurting anything. And they remove them because if there's no mail coming in, why have it out there? It's a waste of time. It's not hurting anything. It is not disenfranchising you from voting. So cut the crap. Well, Trump pardoned Susan B. Anthony. And you know what? When I was reading that, and Trump said, yeah, you know, he says, I'm surprised that it took this long. Well, so am I, actually. I mean, with Obama, the women's vote. And every time Trump has a State of the Union address, all the Democrat women have to wear white. Well, the Democrat presidents, since Susan B. Anthony died in 1906, and not one of them could pardon her? Wow. Come to find out, General Grant, President Grant, pardoned her accusers, which is kind of weird, but didn't pardon her. That seems a little, well, nevertheless, Donald Trump did it, and the Democrats can't take credit for it, and that's what they don't like, and that's why they're not talking about it, because they can't take credit for it, and they're not going to give Trump a win. Well, Black Lives Matter is still a domestic terrorist organization, and the violence we saw in Portland. Now, I watched a 32-minute video yesterday on that kid that was beaten in the street and then finally kicked in the head and knocked out. Well, I watched it all. After watching all of it, now I'm not condoning what happened to him, and I'm not saying he deserved it, but what I am saying, when you watch it, they got all these punks hanging out there. Why are they there? He was barely trying to help that girl or a woman or man or whatever it is, a transsexual. If you're going to hang around these kinds of people, things like that are going to happen to you. And because he's white, when a push comes to shove, you think these Black Lives Matter, these black people are going to say, oh, well, he's here for Black Lives Matter. We're not gonna. No, you're white. You had no business being down there. Maybe you learned a lesson, kid, that, you know, start hanging around a better quality people. But he wasn't moving from the truck. He wrecked it, and you could see he was drinking before he got in the truck. He always had a bottle of beer. So maybe he was drunk when he wrecked his truck, but they went chasing after him. He was already out of the truck. So he's kind of lying a little bit about that. But the whole point is, again, I'm not condoning this, but people, you got to use your head when you're hanging around a group of bad people. Well, bad things are going to happen to you. It's just the way it is. And Black Lives Matter is not a peaceful organization. They are not a peaceful organization. And they're in their entire, well, I don't know what you call it, a protest of this. It's all violence. It's just an excuse to be all it is. See, the numbers don't add up. Police brutality, it doesn't add up in the black community. doesn't add up. I got the numbers right here. These are the FBI's numbers. They're the ones who compile these numbers, not you and not me. And white people hunting black people, 370 on an average year, 375 black people are murdered by white people. 981 white people are murdered by black people. That's 3-1. So don't give me this crap that white people are hunting black people. And don't give me this nonsense about this per capita. Well, when black people, more often than not, are shot by police, they are in an overwhelmingly black neighborhood. There's no white people around. How can a cop shoot a white person when they're not there? It doesn't make any sense. That per capita, that is a weak, lame, non-argument. It is a non-argument. And over 2-1, white people are shot by police. How can that be? Well, I don't know. But it is. And I'm sorry, but there are more crimes committed by black people than white people. Again, here's the numbers. These are the FBI's, not mine. So if you disagree with them, you disagree with the FBI, not with me, because I don't want to hear it. 60% of all robberies in this country are committed by black people. It's over half. That's a majority. 53% of all murders committed in this country are committed by black people. But yet white people are shot 2-1 over black. Black people kill white people 3-1 over white people killing black people. But yet there's systemic racism. And I said that only the Democrat-run cities are the cities that have police brutality and systemic racism. Wonder why that is. I thought the Democrats getting into office, we're going to end racism. We're going to end it. Oh, just vote for me because we believe in peace and love. Oh, unicorns and rainbows for everybody. Ah. But yeah, they're the only cities that have this so-called systemic. They love to use that word. Once one person uses the buzzword, everybody's got to use it now. Look at me. I'm using the latest buzzword. Hey, look at me. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Shut up. Well, the systemic racism and the police brutality is in the Democrat-run cities, not the Republican. You don't see any Republican cities having these problems. You're sitting in Republican-run cities. You don't see that. Why? Well, I mean, if you can't figure that answer out, you shouldn't even be in the conversation. You know, go back to your parents' basement, pull down your little panties, and play with yourself for the rest of the day, because that's all you're good for. Well, liberals love to shame people into... See, they don't have anything that... They don't have anything to offer. Like with this DNC, they're barely even mentioning Biden. They're not giving a reason to vote for Joe Biden. They're not giving any reasons to vote for Joe Biden. They're just saying, don't vote for Trump. Don't vote for Trump. Trump is bad. Trump is bad. He's a racist. He's a this. He mishandled the pandemic, which he did not. God, what more can he do? 160,000 deaths on his hands. Really? How? Trump went door-to-door killing people? Did Donald Trump bring in a bunch of COVID-19 patients into a nursing home where old people and sick people are very susceptible to this disease and can, and more often than not, will die if they get it? Did Donald Trump do that? No, he did not. Guess who did that? That's right. My governor, Andrew Cuomo. But he's blocking. Oh, no, we can't have any investigations. We can't find out that I'm guilty. Can't do that. Can't find out a Democrat's guilty. They don't like that. Oh, it's too bad. Hopefully this Durham and Barr, hopefully they're going after the big dogs. I don't want to see this little fish, the Peter Strzoks and the Lisa Pages. Yeah, I want to see that. Yeah, they need to go down too. Yeah. But that's low-hanging fruit. They're expendable. Okay? That's a low-hanging fruit. That's nice. You know, the fruit is sweet. But the sweetest fruit is the fruit that's on top. That's what needs to get, that's what needs to get got. That's what needs to be picked, is that fruit that's on top. You need a ladder, and you climb up to the very top, and you start picking. Because if it wasn't for that top fruit, those little fruits, they wouldn't have done anything. Barack Obama. Joe Biden. All of them. Sally Yates. Susan Rice. They were the ones orchestrating this. This Spygate. They were the ones orchestrating this. Yeah. Are those crimes? You damn skippy they are. Misusing our intelligence agencies to spy on a presidential candidate? Simply because you knew at the very beginning that he was going to win. And the Democrats knew Hillary was going to lose. Those polls, they were fake, and they knew they were fake. That's why they kept saying it. Hopefully, if we keep saying that Hillary Clinton is up 14 points, maybe people will just go and vote, and Republicans are saying, what's the point of voting? She's going to win anyway. Well, it didn't work. And it's not working now. And if you really think that Joe Biden is up 11 points, I mean, come on. You know, it's time to drop your crack pipe. Seriously. I mean, I don't understand how these people don't understand that they're, I don't know what you call it. Everything they're doing isn't working. The Democrats aren't used to having anybody fight back. George Bush would have never fought back. No, they're not used to that. They're used to shaming you, and then you give in. Well, you can only shame people for so long. Only so long you can shame people. And people don't like to be shamed. They're not really going to support you and believe in your ideals because they were shamed. They may not say anything, they want to deal with it. No one wants to feel shame. But deep down inside, in their hearts and in their minds, no, they're not with you. They're not believing you. Well, they shame you. And then if you don't go along, they punish you. Well, that's what Goodyear tried to do, and it's backfiring. Just like what happened with Goya. You remember AOC? Oh, we got to ban Goya. Oh, God, because Goya went out and praised the president of the United States. Simply because Goya decided to praise the president of the United States. Now, the Democrats, you can't buy their product. Well, why? Well, they praised the president. So, if you praise Barack Obama when he was president, that's fine. So you can praise a Democrat, but you can't praise a Republican. People are picking up on this. They don't like it. They're no longer going to have these Democrats run their lives for them and shame them in how to think and how to feel. Americans are free thinkers. They think for themselves. But see, Democrats are not free thinkers. See, Democrats, they don't want to think on their own. Because if they think on their own, well, they're going to have to take responsibility and accountability for their own thoughts, words, and deeds. They don't want that. No. So if they just follow orders, whatever the television tells them, how to think, how to feel, who to like, who to dislike, what to do, what to wear, what to say, what not to say. So if they follow those marching orders, and if something happens, well, hey, it wasn't my fault. The government told me to do it. The television told me to do it. So I did it. I'm just following orders. It wasn't me. I can't take responsibility for that. Liberals are lazy. You need a lazy mind to be a liberal. You need a very lazy mind to be a liberal. Not only do you need a lazy mind, but you need a feeble mind. If your mind is not strong enough to think on your own, you don't have much of a mind to begin with. Think for you. I don't. I think for myself. Right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. Hey, you know. And if I do the wrong thing, then I got no one to blame but myself. So what? It's not like I've never made a mistake or done something wrong or bad. And it's not like I'm not going to do it again. So it's part of life. It's just the way it is. Well, shaming people, it doesn't work. They think it works, but it doesn't. And it's not working anymore. People are, they're like, no, you're not going to shame me. You're not going to call me a racist anymore. You're not going to call me a homophobe and a visophobe and all these phobes. And they love to use that word xenophobe. Whoever came up with that, I like to their throat. I hate that stupid word. And if you don't, if you don't let that shaming do the job, boy, on you, oh, now we're going to punish you. So Goodyear says, okay, this is what you can and cannot do. And if you don't comply, we're going to fire you. Yeah, we'll punish you if you don't believe in what we believe in. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bossman. I'll comply. Black Lives Matter. LGBTQ. Oh, abortions. Oh, I'll comply. Don't fire me. Well, it ended up being, I guess, one of the employees said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? And he's the one who got the ball rolling and took a picture of this, I guess, list of what you can and cannot do. Well, Goodyear's comment, now listen to this. I mean, you talk about hypocrisy. To be clear on our long-standing corporate policy, Goodyear has zero tolerance. They love to use that phrase. Zero tolerance. That's right. You do have zero tolerance. You do not tolerate anything other than what you want. That's zero tolerance. You believe in what I believe, and we got zero tolerance for you to believe in anything else. And if you do, we're going to punish you. Yeah. Punish you. We're going to shoot you. Have you ostracized from your community. Fire you. Yeah. Take away your ability to earn a living. We'll teach you, boy. Oh, I tell you, man. Goodyear has zero tolerance for any forms of harassment or discrimination. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Stop right there. So you can't wear a MAGA hat. You can't wear anything that says Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter. All lives. That's all inclusive. That doesn't mean just Black Lives Matter. That means all lives. That means everybody. Not just this group, not just that group, but all groups, everybody, that's inclusive. Black Lives Matter is exclusive. And harassment. So you're going to fire these people if they wear something that's Blue Lives Matter. You support the police. God almighty, what a creep. You police supporter, you. Ah! What the hell kind of a heathen are you supporting the police? Yeah, I tell you, almighty. You support the president? Oh, you racist. How is that not harassment? How is that not discrimination? Again, the hypocrisy is beyond overwhelming. To enable a work environment free of those, we ask that associates refrain from workplace expressions in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party, as well as similar forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of racial justice and equal issues. Really? Outside the scope of racial justice, Black Lives Matter means Black Lives Only Matter. How the hell is that? Racial justice. I don't know. Equity? I don't see any equity in that. They claim they are so righteous. And they are truly the better people. Well, and if you have any other view, well, then you've got to be racist. How is saying Black Lives Matter not racist? Because you're not, but All Lives Matter is racist. Somehow, All Lives Matter is racist, but just saying Black Lives Matter, the only lives that matter are black, that's not racist. Huh. That's kind of weird. That's kind of odd. Well, the president said, you know, if I got the chance, yeah, I'll take those Goodyear tires off my presidential limo. Absolutely. And he said, yeah, don't buy them. You can buy better tires and for, you know, lesser price. You still got Cooper. You got Firestone. There's other tires out there, you know. You don't have to buy just Goodyear. And I think it's backfiring. And I think we're going to see here in not too long that, yeah, Goodyear is going to take a hit. They're going to take a big hit. A pretty big hit. So you can say, oh, support, LGBTQRF, whatever that acronym is. I can't keep up with all the letters. It's ridiculous. They need to shorten it up a little bit. You can say Black Lives Matter, but see, that's not, somehow that's not a political statement of any kind. Black Lives Matter, not a political, they are. They're Marxists. Hello? And if you've been paying attention, Black Lives Matter are terrorists. They are domestic terrorists. Look at all the violence that we have seen in the name of Black Lives Matter. People have been beaten in the street. People have been killed in the street during these riots. That's violence. Look at all the buildings that have burned, all the cop cars that were set on fire. New York, one night, 42 cop cars completely burned. Look at all the vandalism, BLM on all the buildings and statues and war memorials and streets and everywhere else. That's graffiti. Buildings burnt, businesses looted. I mean, nothing left in these stores in the name of Black Lives Matter. How is that a peaceful demonstration? What? And what is terrorism? Well, terrorism is, well, intimidation through violence. If you're going to call what's going on in Portland, Seattle, and all these cities, what's going on is peaceful. Again, put down your crack pipe. Put down your crack pipe. You need to find some kind of a recovery center. You know, some kind of rehabilitation. Yeah, I mean, you need counseling. You need help. Oh, it's just a myth. It doesn't happen. Come on. Come on. What's the matter with you? Ah. Just a myth. Doesn't exist. They're peaceful protesters, and every once in a while, yeah, might get somebody who's a little, well, rambunctious. But all in all, it's mostly peaceful. People just want change. Oh, and it's because of COVID. People were locked in there, and they just don't have anything else to do in their lives. So they just go out in the streets and commit violence. It's Donald Trump's fault because Trump mishandled the pandemic, mishandled all these people. Trump is out violencing people. He just does. Oh, it's not our fault for committing the violence. No, it's Trump's. Good God. Well, I do believe the American people are starting to see this. And they're tired of being labeled racist and homophobe and this and that and bop, 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 bop. They're tired of being shamed. Look, you can, by putting somebody down does not bring you up. Well, this is all the only thing they know how to do. They don't know how to bring up Joe Biden, so they put down Donald Trump. But yet you're giving no reason whatsoever to vote for him. Why should I vote for him? What? Oh, leadership. Leadership. What do you think of that? Nobody's ever asked them that question, but what do you mean by leadership? They just say the word leadership. Oh, you hear that? We need leadership. Oh, so I'll vote for Joe Biden. Well, okay, well, what's he going to do that's going to be leadership? What did Donald Trump do that was not leadership? Well, the first cases of COVID in America, when it finally hit the States, well, he bans traffic and travel from China and then into Europe. But what happened to the Democrats? What did they do? No, well, they called him xenophobic. And Nancy Pelosi and de Blasio on February 24th, they're down there in their prospective Chinatowns. Come on down to Chinatown. They weren't wearing masks or anything. Come on down to Chinatown. We love the Chinese. We're not xenophobic, but Donald Trump is. So come on down to Chinatown. See, we're not xenophobic. Well, you went down there and you started spreading the virus everywhere. Nice job, Nancy. Nice job, Billy. But it's Trump's fault. So then, we need ventilators. Well, nobody was ever denied a ventilator that needed it. But he started to realize, wait a minute, we're probably going to need some more. So he gets the car companies. They start producing these ventilators. And now we've got so many of them, we're supplying the world with ventilators. The world. We're supplying the world. We are the worldwide leader in ventilators. But Trump is not. No leadership in Donald Trump. He's got 160,000 deaths on his hands. He did it. He killed them. What more could the guy have done? He's a president. A president can't snap his fingers and get rid of a virus. Unlike Barack Obama, can just have the media say, oh, there's a virus, but it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Over 60 million were infected with the swine flu, and the kids were the ones that were dying. Did we close the schools? No. Did we wear masks? No. It's all how the media tells you it is. And this is a worldwide coup, this scamdemic, the Hong Kong flu-y. It is a new world order scam. Trying to find out, who's naughty and who's nice. They're checking their list and they're checking it twice. They're going to find out who will comply and who will not. So now they're taking notes. So they know who's going to comply and who will not. This is a test run. This is all to get the United States to comply with the New World Order. They know Donald Trump doesn't like the New World Order. Well, most of Americans don't. And they know the only way they're going to get the New World Order in order is if they get the United States. They don't have the United States. Well, it's not gonna work so well. They need the United States involved. So this is all an effort, probably by the UN, to simply get the United States in order. And this scamdemic, I mean, I do not buy the number of people that died from cockamamie virus. We've heard too many reports from too many doctors, nurses, governors, Dr. Burks, for God's sakes, saying, yeah, these numbers are a little inaccurate. Yeah, people were labeled COVID. They didn't have it. And at first, when people were dying, I mean, they could have been dying of anything. Heart failure, high blood pressure, old age. But they didn't do any autopsies. They were all up, COVID. We don't really know the true number of people who died from this. We do know, however, if you believe what we're being told, that the people that are more often than not dying are people that are really old. Well, you know, an old person gets a common flu. They can even get a cold and they can die. People are already really sick and they've got other medical issues. It doesn't take much when you've got a lot of medical issues to get any kind of infection or a virus of any kind that can kill you. It's called life. Just happens. It sucks, but it's just the way it is. People die from stuff all the time. Every day people are dying all over the world. There's not one day where somebody doesn't die. It's just the way it is. Again, that's life. But when you are taking sick patients with COVID-19 and bringing them into nursing homes, where we know that the old people are very susceptible to it and they don't care well with this virus. And yeah, they're the ones who's going to die the most. And they are, and they have. And they continue to will die the most. So just because, you know, life is death, death is life, doesn't mean you have to go out of your way to, well, increase it. Well, Andrew Cuomo did, but then he blamed Donald Trump. Oh, I'm just following Trump's CDC guidelines. Well, the CDC came out at, I think it was a House or a Senate hearing, one of them, said, no, those were not our guidelines. You were going to bring COVID patients into nursing homes. There are certain things that you needed to do. Well, the Florida governor did it and didn't have any problems. Andrew Cuomo, there's over 6,500 people that have died in New York. What he did, and he's blocking all the investigations. It's because he's a Democrat, he's going to be able to get away with it, which is ridiculous. I'd like to know where the FBI, where the DOJ is on this. Why aren't they? I mean, I don't care if he's a Democrat or not. Willingly, knowingly bringing COVID patients into a nursing home where these people, I mean, they get the common flu, they can get just about any kind of virus and it can kill them. And you bring them in with this? And no DOJ? They're not looking into this? Why? What? The son of a bitch should have already been arrested for it. At the very beginning when he first did it. He should have been stopped at the very beginning. If he was a Republican, oh my God. He'd already be swinging from the gallows. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the kind of crap that needs to stop. This is why I hope, and I don't have any faith. Because I'm trying to get my hopes up that Democrats are finally going to get their comeuppance. And they're finally going to have to pay for what they did. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all these people. Bill Clinton. I mean, what this guy has done his entire career. And he keeps getting away with it. And now we got pictures of Bill Clinton being massaged by one of those girls that was sexually trafficked. Oh, no big deal. It was just a back massage. No big deal. Yeah. But Bill Clinton had no idea that all of this perversion was going on in Epstein's Island. Nothing. And where the hell is the Me Too? What happened to that Me Too movement? Where'd it go? Where is that Me Too movement? Where did that Me Too movement go to? Huh? Where's Hollywood on this? You would think that Alyssa Milano, oh, big Me Too movement girl. Ooh. Only when you're attacking Republicans, you know, does it count. But Democrats, I don't know. But you would think these people in Hollywood, you would think that this whole Me Too movement would be ecstatic that this Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail and going to be punished for trafficking these young girls, where they're raped, sexually abused, used as sex slaves, that they would be pushing and pushing and pushing to find out who else is involved. Bill Clinton, the prince, all of these people. But no, they're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be. Look, if Epstein was a Republican, I mean, it would have been the biggest scandal ever. There would be so many people in jail right now. So many people facing the death penalty, blah, 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 blah. Now they're Democrats. Nothing. Crickets. Absolutely. That's what makes me sick to my stomach. And this is why I don't have any faith in Barr and in Durham. Because, look, too many times in life, the Democrats have literally gotten away with murder. Nothing. Nothing. They can do whatever they want, break as many laws, do whatever they please. I mean, a Republican jaywalks it. Oh, my God. Get that man. We got to bring him down. He must resign. He must be impeached. Ugh. Well, I don't have any faith until I see it. I'm trying to get my hopes up that these people are going to finally be held accountable. And then what happens? Nothing. 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 And if you're afraid to go after Barack Obama and Joe Biden simply because he was a president and Joe Biden is running for president, you shouldn't even be doing this investigation. We know goddamn good and well that Barack Obama was ahead of this. Joe Biden was right there. Yates, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Strzok, Page. Well, they got some little guy. Now, nobody ever heard of this guy. He pleads guilty. Okay, well, that's fine and dandy. That's, you know. Again, that low-hanging fruit is sweet. But the sweetest fruit is the fruit that's on top of the tree. You need that top fruit. Because you can get, you can always get, you know, bottom fruit. I mean, they're expendable. Those are easy to come by. But until I see real results, which I have yet to see results in their life against Democrats. I mean, look how many Democrats have never paid their taxes. Al Sharpton. I mean, he owes millions in taxes. Where's he? But they'll throw Willie Nelson in jail. Hmm. So I don't have any faith whatsoever until I see real results. And I do not have any faith that they're going to go after the big dogs. Barack Obama's going to get away with it. Joe Biden's going to get away with it. Hillary's going to get away with it. Bill Clinton's going to get away with it. They're all going to get away with it. Now, you know you're going to get Comey and maybe Brennan or Clapper. You know, they're not really top fruit. They're kind of like just low-hanging. fruit. But that's meaningless. They were following orders, man. They were doing what they were told. And who told them to do it? Barack Obama. I don't care if he was the first black president. Well, he's half black and half white. So he's not really black. Oh, he kind of looks like it, so I guess he is. Huh. And Kamala Harris, or now Kamala, or Camellia, God almighty, I mean, changes her name every week, changes her ancestry every week. She runs for the Senate. She's the first Indian to run for the Senate. Now she's running for VP, and now she's the first black woman to run for VP. And now she's claiming Southern Asian. Okay, India technically is in Asia, but I mean, is India really considered Asian? Most people, when they're thinking of Asian, India does not come to mind. But they're using that. See, this is how they do it. They just want to use these certain words. We need a billet. So, you know, we've never had an Asian before, so let's use that. We'll get the other Asians, the real Asians, the Oriental Asians. We'll get them to vote. This is how they think. They don't select their candidates based on their qualifications. They select them based on, well, how they look. Are you the right color? You're the right sex? You're the right sexual orientation? And if you're in New York City, you got one sexual orientations you could be. 31. Now, see, when I was a kid, we only had two. But whatever. So they don't go by qualifications. They go just by, you know, tokens. And Kamala Harris is a token. She's a token. And she's not even really African-American. But she'll claim she's black, but she used to be Indian. And now she's Asian and black. I mean, what's she going to be next week? I mean, and what is her qualifications is to be vice president and one step away from being president? What are her qualifications? She's been senator for years now? Wow. Well, Barack Obama was only a senator for, what, 2 years, 4 years? I think you need a little bit more qualifications. And Barack Obama really didn't. I mean, he was doing what he was told to, but he did do some stuff. And like spying on Trump and his campaign, his family. So again, Barr and Durham, I don't have any faith in you. I want to have faith in you, but I've been burned too many times in my life. I've been lied to too many times. I've had my hopes too many times that people are going to be taken, you know, held accountable, and nothing. And so, no, do I have any faith that Durham is going to indict Barack Obama? Oh, no, I don't have any faith. Should he? Yeah. Should Barack Obama be indicted? You damn Skippy. Should Joe Biden? I don't care if he's running for president, and I don't care if Barack Obama was the first black president. What the hell does that even mean? So you can't bust the first black president, but the second black president? Oh, that son of a bitch is going down. Well, we can't get the first one. What does that even mean? A first this, a first that. Why is that such a big deal? Oh, the first Asian, African, Indian, Scandinavian, Liechtensteinian, American female to ever. I mean, who cares? The first this, the first. What are your qualifications? What can you do? What do you want to do? What is your plan? We still don't know the plans of what Joe Biden wants to do. We don't. Oh, leadership. Anybody can say leadership, but what? Lead how? What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to build back better. What the hell? Whoever came up with that? Build back better? That's the best that you could come up with? And what does that even mean, build back better? Donald Trump already built it. How are you going to build it back better? I mean, what are you kidding me? He already built it. It's already built. And Hillary Clinton last night, I saw, I couldn't, you know, I tried watching this morning Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's speeches from last night. And Hillary Clinton is saying, oh, Donald Trump was, he inherited a strong economy and he blew it. What? He inherited a strong... No, he did not. Barack Obama said, no, this economy. There's nothing we can do. These jobs are gone forever, you know, unless you've got a magic wand. These jobs are gone. Right? You're just going to have to find another job. Well, Donald Trump came in. Obviously, he had a magic wand, waved it around. Brought the black unemployment down to almost nothing. Female, Hispanics, unemployment down to hardly anything. Brought the worst economy in the world, and it wasn't because of Barack Obama. Barack Obama, during the 2016 campaign, was saying these jobs are gone. They're lost, man. They're gone. There's nothing we can do. George Bush did it. George Bush. So, no, Hillary, Donald Trump did not inherit a strong economy. Donald Trump built this economy, and he's building it back up again. Because you took it down with all of your Hong Kong flu-y nonsense, locking people up, wearing masks, and oh my God, can't go outside, can't go to school, can't go to work, oh, but you can go to Home Depot, you can go to the supermarket. How does this Hong Kong flu-y know that it could only attack people in church and in barbershops, but Home Depot, nah. No, can't go in there. Supermarket? No. No. Can't go in there. And why aren't people in supermarkets, why aren't they all dying? I mean, they're around people all day. Why aren't the people working in these supermarkets, why aren't they dying? They're around people all day long. And I go to my supermarket, it's always crowded. There's no way to social distance. Nobody's dying. What's going on? What's happening? We shouldn't have been wearing masks. The only people that should have been, you know, kept at home are the very sick and the elderly. And if you have somebody in your home that is elderly, well, yeah, you want to wear a mask around them. You want to, you know, take care. There's nothing wrong with that. My mother, before she passed, she was very sick. There were certain things that we had to do around her. Certain things you couldn't do around her. It's not that difficult to, it's not even a sacrifice of what you got to do for your loved ones. It's like, they can't be around certain stuff. Okay, fine. You do it. You don't even think about it. You just do it and shut up. So there shouldn't have been anybody locking down. And look at South Dakota. Never had hardly a problem one. They didn't lock down. They didn't wear masks. I wonder why. Why that happened? Because the virus came in and then left. But when you start locking everything down and keeping everybody in, well, you're just keeping the virus around longer, and that's what they want. Well, after this election, I think it's all going to go away. And Donald Trump should just come out and say, you know what? We got to live. We got to be Americans. If you're old and you're sick, okay, you stay at home. You stay at home. And people that your family that are taking care of you, okay, you need to take certain precautions. But the rest of the country, you know, go out and live. Open up, man. Take off your mask. Go out and live, man. Live life. Because, you know, people like us, if we get it, people under the age of 65 or whatever, and if they do get it, you got a 99.7% chance of surviving. And the ones that are dying are people that have got other medical conditions. Healthy people are not dying from COVID-19. I'm sorry, they're not. Oh, well, I read a story once where there was this real healthy person, and they got it, and they died. Really, they were real healthy. How do you know that? Well, because it said in the article. Well, you know, you could walk around, and you feel healthy. You think you're healthy. But you could have stuff inside of you. You have no idea what's inside of you. You could be the sickest human being on planet Earth, but you have no idea. We all got stuff in us. God only knows what's in our bodies. High blood pressure? Look, people die from high blood pressure. Sometimes you don't even know you have it. And then all of a sudden, boom, it kills you. You could have a heart failure for no reason at all. All of a sudden, your heart just says, screw it, I'm done. And stops. Oh, that's COVID. No, it's not. It's life. Shut up. We got to open up. We got to open up. Open up this country. We got to go back to living. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And kids, you got to go back to school. You teachers, you know, shut up. Stop your whining. And here's another thing. All these people that were laid off from their jobs because of this COVID, they didn't get paid. And there's some of them are still not getting paid. The teachers who have been on a job almost a year now, they are not getting paid. I mean, they are still getting paid. Why does a teacher get to get paid? But everybody else who can't work, they don't get paid. Why is a teacher so much more special? Oh, because it's taxpayer money. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the taxpayers need a refund. They're paying these teachers to not work. Yeah, taxpayers need a refund. Here's what needs to happen. Teachers, you don't want to go to work. I'm so afraid of this virus. Oh, I don't want to put my life at risk. Oh, the children are all going to die. Well, if you don't want to go to work, well, then you do not get paid. Oh, but wait a minute, I got a union and we got a contract. Oh, I don't care. You want to get paid? You don't go to work, you don't get paid. And if you're really that afraid that you're going to get this, well, then you need to resign. Go find another job somewhere or just retire. Whatever. I don't know what to tell you. But teachers shouldn't be getting paid for not working. Get your asses in the classroom. And children really aren't getting it. Oh, but no, I read a story. There was a child and he got it and he died. Yeah, and I'm sure the child had a lot of medical conditions. But see, that report didn't cover that part. And why? Well, because it doesn't fit the right agenda, man. Don't you know how journalism works? Don't you know how this journalism stuff works? You got to mold the story to fit your certain agenda. But the truth, not part of journalism anymore. The truth is racist. Just like saying that more crimes are committed by black people than white people. That's somehow racist, even though I'm looking at the numbers right here. These are the numbers, man. These are the FBI's numbers. Again, not mine and not yours. These numbers are not made up. The FBI is not in the habit of just making up numbers. Why would they do that? And these are public. This is public information. FBI.gov. You want to prove me wrong? Go on their website and prove me wrong. You will not. So don't even attempt it. 981 white people murdered by black people every year. 375 black people are murdered by white people. But yet, white man is... Black people are killing us 3-1, but yet we're hunting them. And black people shot in these inner cities that are overwhelmingly black in population. There's no white people around, but they want to use this per capita. Oh, if you look at this per capita, per capita, what are you talking about? Shut up. I'm tired of that per capita nonsense. Ridiculous. Absolutely insane. But Elizabeth Warren, speaking of children in school, this is what, I mean, this again, this is what liberals do. They try to, you know, get to your heart and your mind and try to get you to emote. Oh, they're talking about children. Oh, I'm going to vote for them. They're talking about children. Oh. You got to talk about the issues, the real issues. Well, she's, I guess her, I didn't watch it, but I saw some pictures. She says, child care, that's what, you know, that's the theme, is child care, because of the way Donald Trump mishandled the Hong Kong flu, that, you know, there's no child care, and the parents, they don't know what to do. They got to actually, well, raise their children by themselves now. And these parents don't have a freaking clue. And they're upset. Wait a minute. I can't go off and do the things that I want to do. I got to stay home and raise my child. Are you kidding me? That's racist. She says child care was already hard to find before this pandemic. Now, parents are stuck. No idea when schools can safely open and even fewer child care options. Oh, okay, well. What the hell does that have to do with voting for Joe Biden? What the hell does that have to do with giving a reason to vote for Joe Biden? That doesn't even make any sense. Is she trying to say that Donald Trump, not only is he stealing mailboxes, but now he's closing down daycare centers and stealing them? Putting them on flatbed trucks and hauling them away? Is she trying to say that vote for Joe Biden? Well, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna create, oh God, millions of daycare centers. Give every parent free money so they can pay for their daycare. I mean, what in the hell is, what is your message with that? Why are you even talking about that? What does that have to do with voting for Joe Biden? Now, I'm not saying that child care is not an issue and should not be addressed. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying, it's not offering a reason to vote for Joe Biden. It shouldn't be in this. Why are you bringing it up? And you can clearly see in the picture. Again, she's in a classroom. They got all this stuff on the wall. And it looks like, kindergarten or first grade classroom with all the, you know, stuff. And they got these cubbies that have, like, books and stuff in it. And these block letters of BLM. And you can clearly see it. Why? Here you are, supposed to be telling the American people reasons why you should vote for Joe Biden. But you're talking about child care was so hard to find before the pandemic. You couldn't find it anywhere. Oh, my God, parents were just, they had no idea what to do. There was no child care anywhere. Now there's even less. There's even fewer options. So that it makes no sense. There's no reason to vote for Joe Biden with that. But then why did you have to put there? Why did you have to stick that in there? What the hell does Black Lives Matter have to do with child care? What does that have to do? What does that have to do? What does Black Lives Matter have to do with voting for Joe Biden? I mean, what kind of a message are you sending? This is how Democrats operate. They think that if somebody sees that, oh, you saw that was BLM. Oh, she supports Black Lives Matter. Well, so do I. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Oh, there's no child care? All these parents have no child care? Well, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. But what? I'm sorry, folks, but that's just not how it works. Unbelievable. It's just not how it works. And Black Lives Matter, again, terrorist organization. But yet, the squad member, Presley, there should be unrest in the streets over President Trump and his political allies turning a deaf ear to Americans' concerns, including those about the dismantling of the U.S. Postal Service. Donald Trump is not dismantling the Postal Service. Oh, my God. I mean, see, liberals, they'll tell a lie and they'll all believe it because somebody said it. And you know, if you're going to tell a lie, now this is simple human psychology 101. If you're going to tell a lie, you need to tell a whopper, because people will believe a much bigger lie than they will a little lie. They're not going to believe that. You might get some to believe a little lie, but if you tell a real big one, a whopper, I mean a huge lie, and you keep saying it over and over again, yeah, unfortunately to the weak and feeble-minded, repetition does override reasoning, and it's pretty easy to do that to Democrats. They're pretty easy. They get Nancy Pelosi to say it. Then they get Hillary Clinton to say it. Then Barack Obama. No, that's true. Then. I mean, you got those big dogs saying it. It's got to be true. And then they all can't wait to get on Facebook and let everybody know that they know that Donald Trump is dismantling the post office. He's fixing the post office. Look, as far as long as I can remember, I remember it, high school, sophomore year, would have been 1981. And I can't remember what class we were in. I think it was an English class or this or that, but the teacher was bugging out because the stamps were getting ready to go up to 13 cents and it was all over the news, and everybody was freaking out, thinking that the post office was just it wasn't going to last another year. Oh, what are we going to do? Well, the post office has never been in the black. They've been in the red forever. Well, Donald Trump, again, you know, he's one of those guys that likes to make things great again. Well, I'm not saying the post office isn't great. But what I'm saying is he wants to bring greatness back to it where it's actually making a profit. And I didn't realize, and I understand what, you know, his ire, that Amazon and a lot of these companies that you buy stuff from are just handing off all this stuff to the post office and making the post office deliver it. Post office didn't get any money on that. Well, that is ridiculous. Amazon, you want to deliver it? You got enough trucks. You deliver it yourself. But for the post office to have to deliver a lot of these packages, I mean, that's insane. You're putting a lot of extra work, and, you know, how is the post office going to stay afloat? There's only so many tax dollars that can be put into the post office. Well, Trump is trying to make it solvent. Oh, but he's dismantling it. No, he's not dismantling it. And see, they've got people that believe it. I mean, this is what you do. If you're going to tell a lie, you tell a lie. And you keep saying over and over and over and over and over. And you get, again, you get people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper. You get those guys and they're saying, oh. And you start putting Facebook posts on there. Well, people will believe it. They will believe it. It's not true. And no matter how much you tell them it's not true, well, no, no. Nancy Pelosi said it. Like when they tried to blame, like when Trump was talking about a disinfectant. You know, and he was asking a doctor a question about putting disinfectant into the lungs to disinfect the lungs. Well, you know, there's more disinfectants than Lysol. And Trump never even used the word Lysol. There's a lot of drugs that are going to take away the infection. That's a disinfectant. A disinfectant takes away the infection. That's what he was referring to. He was not referring to go suck on a can of Lysol. But what? He never even mentioned the word Lysol, and he was asking a question. He never told anybody to inject disinfectant into their lungs, and he never even suggested to put disinfectant into your lungs. He simply asked the doctor a question. Is that something that can be done? The doctor's nodding his head up and down like, yeah. There's a lot of things that can be done. And at that time, I mean, it was still early on, still a novel disease, and they were trying to do anything, trying to figure out how to combat this. But Nancy Pelosi gets out there and saying, oh, Trump is telling people to ingest Lysol into their lungs. And people believed it. People believed it. Even though damn good and well, they knew. Damn good and well he did not say it. But, oh, no, and they'll all tell you, oh, I watched the video. I watched him say it. And he said it. No, he did not. You obviously did not watch the video. You have a clue what you're talking about. He did not tell people to inject Lysol into their lungs. Nor did he even suggest it. He never even mentioned the word Lysol. And there's more than one kind of disinfectant. Something that takes away the infection is a disinfectant. Lysol's not the only disinfectant. There's medical disinfectants. I do believe penicillin is one of them. And like he called all immigrants animals. He never called all immigrants animals. He never once said that. But yeah, Democrats, they believe it. Because Nancy Pelosi went out there and said, how dare you call all immigrants animals? They're not animals. These are people. These are real people. They got lives. And for you, Mr. President, to call these people animals, oh, my God. He was talking about MS-13. And are they animals? Yes, they are animals. They are animals. MS-13 is a bad group of people. They're animals. He was not saying all immigrants are animals. He never, ever, ever said that. You cannot prove that. But, oh, no, he said it. They believe it. See, this is what happens. You tell a whopper and you get the right person to say it. Oh, people will believe it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And, again, these people, no accountability. Nancy Pelosi can lie through her frickin' teeth. And no accountability. But Donald Trump says, oh, I'm only going to speak for 30 minutes. He speaks for 31 minutes. He's a liar. He lied. He's got to be racist. I mean, that's the kind of crap these people, this is what they do. Right now, how you could be a Democrat right now and actually support what these people stand for, obviously you're not aware of what they're standing for. You're not aware of what's going on. Now, Glenn Battaglia, and he went up to these college pukes, and he said, Donald Trump said this, and this, and what do you think of that? Is that, you know, these are racist statements. What do you think of that? And they were actually Joe Biden's quotes, but they were telling these people, these college pukes, that it was Donald Trump's quote. And they're all, oh, that's racist. See, he's an idiot. And this one girl kept calling Donald Trump an idiot, about 1,000 times. It just goes to show how big of an idiot he is. Well, when they found out that it was actually Joe Biden, then she's like, well, it just, you know, goes to show you the, you know, the kind of language is systemic in our society. It's just a see it now there, sweetheart. Well, that'd be you. Now, obviously, and they all claim that they're so learned and they're so, you know, educated and they're so up on things and they've been so informed. Well, if you're really that informed, which is obviously they're not, you would, one, know that that quote was from Joe Biden. You would know that it wasn't from Donald Trump. You would know it was from Joe Biden. So how are you supporting Joe Biden when you don't know anything about him? Everybody knows the quotes that Joe Biden has made. Oh, Barack Obama, first African American to be articulate and clean. The first black man to ever be clean. No, that's not racist. Well, they thought that. How do you not know? Where have you been, sweetheart? But they're so informed. They're so informed. But they're not informed. Because when they watch television, the television does not inform them. The television tells them only what they're needed to know. You watch evening news, you get no news on the evening news. I mean, that's pathetic. Most of the show is nothing but drug commercials. Very little news on the news, evening news. I can't stomach it. And you watch CNN or MSNBC, any of that? Well, no, they're not going to cover any of that stuff. They're not going to cover what Joe Biden said. They're not going to cover those racist comments that he said. No. They're not going to cover the good things that Donald Trump did. They're not going to cover And these kids today, I mean, they think they're so informed because they watch Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon. You're not informed. You're not being informed. You're being indoctrinated into very, very limited information. Oh, but Donald Trump is a racist. They know that one. They know that. Because, you know, they're told that every day. But what makes Donald Trump a racist? What? Not one person can say what makes Donald Trump a racist. Well, they'll say he called everybody animals. Well, he didn't say that. So what can you actually prove that makes Donald Trump a racist? Well, nothing. The NAACP endorsed him. No, they never did. NAACP claims it never endorsed anybody. Donald Trump has at least won an award from the NAACP. Has Joe Biden won an award from the NAACP? No. No. Donald Trump has actually done more for the black community. Yes, and I do believe he did more for the black community than Abraham Lincoln. It wasn't Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves to begin with. It really wasn't what that war, I mean, I'm not going to go into this, but, you know, I love the Civil War and I love studying the Civil War. And there's a lot more to it than slavery. Not just that. But Donald Trump has done a lot for the black community. He's done a lot for the Hispanic community, a lot for women. He's done a lot for everybody. This is what I love about this guy. He works for everybody, and he's working for free. I mean, he supplied a lot of money to black colleges and Hispanic entrepreneurs and businesses. He's trying to get people – he's trying to get them out of the ghettos and in society. Black unemployment has never been this low with any other president ever. The Hispanic community has never had this low of unemployment ever from any president. Clinton, first president. That's not why he was called the black president, because he was being attacked all the time. So it was kind of a mockery. But Bill Clinton put black people in jail. He put them in prison. Black guy walking down the street gets caught with a doobie. He goes to prison for 25 friggin' years. He put black people in prison. He didn't help them. He didn't give them a job. He gave them a prison sentence. But black people seem to love this guy. For why? For what? And why women would love him? What he did to these young girls, don't give me this crap that he didn't. I'm not buying it. Come on. The guy's been a creep his entire life. And you keep giving him a pass. This is why I don't have any faith in the report. The Clinton's going to get away with it. Bob's going to get away with it. Biden's going to get away with it. All the big dogs are going to get away with it. I don't have any faith. I don't have any faith at all. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm proven wrong. I would love to be proven wrong. But until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, no, this Durham report is going to be, oh, it's going to be great. He's going to get this and that. He's really going to get the job done. No, he's not. You want to get the job done? Prove it. Yeah, you need to get the Strucks and the Pages and the Comeys. Okay, again, the low-hanging fruit, yeah, you need to get them. But they're meaningless. You get the big dog, guess what happens? You get the big dogs, well, you take a big bite. Corruption. Because the next time big dog gets up there and wants to do some of this stuff, they're going to go, no, maybe... There's been precedents already set. Maybe I might just want to, I don't know, do something else. Yeah, that would be a really good idea. Do something else. We've got, if we're going to drain the swamp, we need to drain the swamp. Pull the freaking plug and drain the goddamn swamp. It's the only way to do it. We're going to do it. We got to do it. And we got to go all the way. No half measures. You got to go full bore. And you're going to have to get some of these big dogs. I don't care if he's the first black president. Like, I don't care. What difference does that make? The guy committed crimes. I don't care about Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's so intelligent. No, but no, she's not. I don't care. Oh, so beloved. So what? So what? People need to be held accountable. If you're a garbage man and you do one thousandth of what some of these people have been doing, oh, you go to prison for the rest of your life. But because you win an election, now all of a sudden you can't go to jail because you won an election? I'm sorry, what? No. I don't care if you're a garbage man. I don't care if you're the first black president. It doesn't matter. You commit the crime, you got to do the time. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Durham and I hope Barr, I hope they're, you know, they bring these people down and they need to be brought down. And I hope the Department of Justice or FBI or whoever's handling this Epstein nonsense. Oh, no, he committed suicide. Yeah, he did all right, didn't he? And Giselle Maxwell, oh, she's not going to last. Well, whoever is handling this fiasco, and it is a fiasco, whoever's handling it, I mean, look, they need to find those tapes, and whoever's on those tapes, I don't care if it's Bill Clinton, I don't care. Dershowitz, I don't care if it's a prince. I don't care who it is, all these Hollywood elites. I guess we're hearing a bunch of names, you know. Tom Hanks is on that list, Spielberg. Now, I'm not saying that they're on the list, and I'm not saying that they're guilty because I do not know. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whoever's on the list, Hollywood, I don't care if you're Bill Clinton. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a prince. I don't care if you're an attorney. I don't care who you are or what you are. But if you're on those tapes, yeah, you need to go away for the rest of your life, period. Conversation ends. You don't use people, especially young girls, as sex slaves. You just don't. You don't do that. You don't get a chance to recover or redeem yourself. That is unredeemable. Life in prison without the possibility of parole. And that's it. Well, I want to thank everybody listening this morning and everybody that's going to be listening in archive. Now, we're going to be back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. to do my sports show, but we will be here Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. every Tuesdays and Thursdays. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Bye, everybody.